Join the chorus. It's time for another North Melbourne Footy Club update with Dean Vasek and special guests on Hashtag Kangaroos.
So before we start today's show, I wanted to get a word from our sponsor. So who here has tried to sell a house and been told by a real estate agent, yeah, mate, yeah, this piece of shit of a house, I'll get you $800,000 for this, no worries at all. Only to be told 3 weeks later, or 2 weeks later, or whatever, oh no, you'll have to drop the prices. You're just not getting any interest. And then it gets passed at auction, and you're stressed out trying to sell it, because you've got mortgage payments, bills, and everything else that comes with life. Well, stress no more. Barry Plant Craigieburn will look after you without the stresses of trying to sell a house. I've had first-hand experience in selling a house with Barry Plant, and have smashed the reserve price quite easily both times. Also, if you are looking at renting an investment property, they will look after you as well with getting the best tenants possible with thorough background checks. You don't have to do anything except watch the rent come into your account. Barry Plant will take care of everything. No stress and no worries. Just ask for Damien Cavalli at Barry Plant Craigieburn or any of the other friendly staff and they will look after you. Just say hashtag kangaroos or Dean Vasek recommended you. Also, Damien's a North supporter, so he's more than happy to chat about North while he's looking after your best interest as far as buying or selling a house or even renting an investment property. So just call Barry Plant Craigieburn on 9305 5533 or go to www.barryplant.com.au. Anyways, that's it. On with the show. Welcome to another episode. My name is Dean Vasek. You can find me on Twitter at hashtag Kangas or on Instagram at hashtag Kangaroos Podcast. So today I'm joined by Lozza to preview our all-important AFLW game coming up against Richmond at 310 Arden Street today. Unfortunately, circumstances happened on Thursday. Unfortunate circumstances in my personal life. So I couldn't do a podcast on Thursday evening, so I'm here today. I've got a bit of time. Lozza was good enough to join me, so let's bring on Lozza right now.
All right, so once again joined by Lozza. Now we're only a few hours before the North Richmond game, but we might as well get go across the games that have happened so far this weekend. Now you're obviously showing your commitment to the podcast by going to the Sydney Geelong game to get a review of that. How's that game? How did you see that one? We'll start with that.
Yeah. So. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. I can't believe it.
Sunday morning pod. Traveled to Geelong yesterday for the Geelong and Sydney game. Personally, I've had a lot of good experiences going to the AFLW in Geelong because that's where Richmond got their first ever win. So I've had pleasant road trips there before. I was an honorary Sydney fan yesterday with my Swans beanie on, courtesy of my mate. And unfortunately for the Swans, they weren't able to pull off a shock win. However, they continued to show, you know, bits and pieces of good play, good efforts, and just a lot of get up and go. It wasn't their strongest performance. I still think that, you know, the game against Essendon in Pride Round was really their peak performance of the season, and it's very difficult. So they had a couple players missing, including Montana Ham, who was out due to her year 12 exams this week. So when you're missing someone as important as that, it does take a bit of a chunk out of you. And and Geelong were just, you know, they clearly knew in their minds they needed to win, and they needed to win big for a chance at top four. And so they came out and they really put on that performance. They were very strong. The midfield was fantastic. And just a lot of composure. And what I really noticed was how well Geelong sets up around the ball and how they spread. Because you could see throughout the game that they were able to get into, they were just always in the right position. And they always had people around the ball, but they also had that spread so that they could get it out of the contest and forward quite quickly. So it was really impressive performance from Geelong. It's hard to believe that this is the same team that earlier this season won a game 28-1. That really stingy defensive kind of dour game style they were playing earlier in the season to what they were able to produce yesterday. It's quite an amazing development in their game. So yeah, it was good to see. Unfortunately, a couple of unfortunately seeing Georgi Prospakis finish the game in a moon boot, landed heavily on an ankle and looked quite upset. And yeah, headed off on a moon boot. So hopefully that was just a bit of a short-term couple of days thing, and she's back up and running, because it would be really, really devastating to see her miss a final series. So yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, all the best for her, and hopefully the Swan girls head back to Sydney, get a good rest, get their party on, and really celebrate the good little things that they've achieved this season. And I think Scott Gowans, who's a very positive person, he and the real community feel they're developing up there, they'll be able to get the girls to really celebrate the good things that they have achieved.
Yeah, 100%. Like we talked a little bit off air, they do show signs. They're trying to play the right way, a possession-based game. And, they're prepared to take risks. And unfortunately, most of the time it doesn't come off, but that's how you develop. So, that's just reality. They're not good enough at the moment, but it's going to take a couple of years. Hopefully, they get an academy going up there. They take it a bit serious, the AFL women's as well as the AFL men's. They'll get another top pick, so they'll be able to get the best local product they can get this season. So, it'll take time.
We have a development academy happening there. So there's a few players that come through there, including Jess Doyle from the Giants has gone through the Sydney Women's or Girls Academy. And they've got quite a few young the daughters of some of the men's players as well going up through there. So, yeah, they will just continue. Hopefully they continue this development and be a force to reckon with in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't win a game this year, but it doesn't really matter in the context of things. It's about getting games into the young ladies and, working out a system that'll move them forward. So, we'll talk about Geelong.
I was just going to say, I feel for them. Richmond didn't win a game in their first season either. So
no, that's right.
All very familiar for me. I was really hoping they'd be able to get one. But a couple of years along the track and they could be in finals. Let's see how they go.
Yeah, well, it happened, to you girls. So you girls are in the finals. Geelong, they struggled a little bit last season and, they've come a long way this season. I mean, might as well talk about them. Amy McDonald, 34 touches.
She was incredible.
Yeah, Georgi Prospakis, hopefully the ankle's all right. Ankles are a bit tricky. They can heal fairly quickly. Hopefully there's no ligament damage or anything like that. That's what you worry about. If it's just a swelling, you can get swelling down pretty quickly these days, in 2 or 3 days. And hopefully she'll be right later in the week and they get a game on a Saturday or a Sunday. 27 touches as well. Had a fantastic year. Chloe Shear, 4 goals, a class inside the forward 50. So,
she's probably going to have had a couple more too. She's
100%. Yeah, but, they're definitely, going into finals with a good patch of form. They'll probably, it looks like they'll definitely drop to fifth after today, no matter what happens with Richmond and North. If Richmond win or North win, they'll take fourth spot. So, it's interesting. And other games, there's a couple of other games. I watched the game last night. I don't know. You probably wouldn't have seen it. Fremantle versus Hawthorn. That was actually a good contest. I was watching for Jess Duffin's last game. It was pretty good up forward. She's been good up forward the last few weeks. Kicked a few goals. She kicked 2 goals last night. Easily could have been 3. And, what's the name escapes me already.
Cara Antonio.
Yeah, Cara Antonio. That's the one. Kicked 2 goals in her final game as well. Kiara Bowers, 22 tackles, 34 touches.
She's out of this world.
Yeah, I know. That was unbelievable. She's had every contest. I felt like there's about 4 of her on the ground last night. There's a period where she took a ball in a defensive 50 and then kicked it long, and I felt like she was there again within about 5 seconds. I go, what the hell are going on? How can someone move that fast?
She just never stops
running.
No, she doesn't.
But, no, I suppose she, we're going to talk about Mon Conti, Chaz Garner, but she's definitely right up there with the best of them in the competition, if not the best, to be honest with you.
This is what you get when you've got a former best and fairest winner. She is fantastic. She knows what she has to do. She knows her role, and every week she goes out there and she gives that 100%. And Fremantle's had a tough season, and it would have been all the more tough without her. She's been a real shining light for them in this difficult patch of a couple of weeks, basically. It's 10 weeks. So she's been great. It's a bit sad now. I'm starting to see, you know, like Duffin, so Duffin and Cara Antonio, and I'm sort of like, oh no, we really are gonna start saying goodbye to some of the original AFLW players, and that's kind of, it's got this tinge of sadness, but good on them. Like Jess Duffin's amazing, and I really love her. I loved her since following her in the Big Bash at the Renegades, and I know she posted a thing the other day saying, like, you know, if you're worried about me retiring, don't worry. And she put a little picture up of her daughter, Georgie, and it was like, don't worry about me retiring. I've got this. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. And Cara Antonio's gorgeous family. And, yeah, that'll be beautiful. She can she's going to be coaching, I imagine. And so that'll be awesome too, because the little bits and pieces we've heard of her coaching on the coverage a couple of times this season while injured, she's been really impressive, really like listening to her. So, yeah, yes, the review from – I didn't see the game because I was heading home. However, my dad did say to me that he watched it and he said it was a very good game, very tight. And, yeah, Hawthorne, they came out really hard. They played really well at the start. Couldn't quite get it done, but good for Freo, I think, to have that win, because really their season's just been so rough. You want them to have – now that's some of that success, because they're just a great team. I just really like Freo. I really like the Freo team.
Yeah. I mean, they've gone up to 10th today, up from, well, were they 16th or something like that.
They were 17th at one point, I think, in the early rounds they were last. So, yeah, good for them have that strong finish.
Mm.
So and I implore you, if you haven't seen on Freo's social media during the week, they had a training where you dressed up in your kit from juniors or from your local team, and Freo posted footage of Hayley Miller with black hair playing, and I don't actually recall the team, so I'm sorry about that, but have a look at it. Hayley Miller, black hair, about 9 years ago. Just absolutely cracking it on the field and shoving one girl and shoving another girl and bumping someone, and it's just brilliant. So I implore you to check it out because it is hilarious. And so Hayley Miller showed up to training this week with a dark black wig on.
Oh, fair enough. I'll have to have a look at it.
Check it out. It's very funny.
Okay, well, there you go. You heard it from Wazza. So hopefully all the listeners can have a look at it as well. And it'll be a big thing trending on Twitter. We'll talk about other games. Melbourne almost got top spot. I was a little bit disappointed they didn't get top spot, to be honest with you. I would have rather stayed in Melbourne if we did get fourth, yeah, rather than going to Brisbane. But were you as disappointed as I am with that? Or?
You know what? I hadn't actually really thought about that. Now that you mention it, I am mad. And I am mad at specifically at Casey Fields, because they would have won by a lot more and kicked a few more goals. It's just that Casey Fields is a crazy wind tunnel. I mean, if you compare, I mean, yesterday Geelong, that was the most accurate goal-kicking performance by an AFLW club. I believe that's from Oliver Gigach. And I mean, it helps that they're in an enclosed stadium. Yesterday there was no wind. It was really perfect conditions. Whereas at Casey, there's none of that wind protection. So I can only imagine how that would affect Melbourne's accuracy. And I feel bad for West Coast. That sucks. To just finish your season with a game where you kick one behind is just, that's not great. That's not fun. That's not good for anyone.
Well, there've been a few teams like that this season as well. I mean, that's just part of it, isn't it? Like you're gonna get big losses, unfortunately, if you're in the bottom four or five. Playing the top four boys, so it's just it's part of football. Unfortunately, you get that with the men's as well. So you know, I mean,
don't want to finish the season that way. Like, of course not. Yeah, but you know, someone's got to play the top teams.
100%. We'll see how we go. And obviously, I was going for St Kilda after that, hoping they can cause an upset over Adelaide. So we could get to our third spot, but
ambitious, ambitious.
Yeah. Oh well, they're up at half time, and it was only.
We were standing in the Geelong merchandise shop, for reasons, and it was on the TV, and we looked at the score, and we were like, oh, okay, Adelaide's doing that thing where they just sort of sit back and then they'll just pile it on. And then when they showed the final score, St Kilda didn't score after we saw that update. So we're like, yeah, that tracks. That's just Adelaide. It's just, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, they're a good team. I was hoping anyway, but
Look, we can all hope.
yeah, 100%. So, anyways, I think they're the most important games. I mean, the Bulldogs had a good win against Carlton. They overran them in the end. Ali Blackburn, how good is she?
Proud of them. Ali Blackburn is outrageous.
Very underrated.
I adore Ali Blackburn. I have adored Ali Blackburn for a long time, and she's just brilliant. She's just a gun and just excellent. I don't know. I just adore her. And I know several other people who adore her too, and they're not necessarily the biggest fan of the Bulldogs, but they're just massive fans of Ali Blackburn. So so I was really happy because that quote from Ali really struck me, that they haven't played in a finals series. They've played in one final and it was a grand final. So for them to be able to get into the final series is awesome, and I'm really excited for them.
Yeah, 100%. No, so they could play anyone from Collingwood to Richmond next week. So depending on today's result, Brisbane Collingwood, no surprises there really.
Surprised. I was surprised to see that score. I didn't see any of the game. I was out on Friday night, but I was a bit surprised that the score was that. I felt that Brisbane would win, but I was surprised that it was that dominant, at least looking at the score, obviously not seeing the game. But
Brisbane are too hard over there.
I still find Collingwood a very confusing team. And yeah, they've had a good season, and it's obviously been so tough with the injuries that they've had, not having Bree Davey, not having Britt Bonici, and having the players that they've had to step up, and bringing Ash Brazel back in has been really good. Be interesting to see, what
she's out for the year, isn't she?
Oh, I missed that. Oops.
Yeah, I think she's out for the year. She got injured against North, I believe.
Oh, that doesn't help.
No. I think
she might have been a late withdrawal. My apologies, I missed that one.
Yeah, I think she might have even been a late withdrawal or something like that. Or, I think she's out. Might be out for the year. Don't quote me on it, but I think that's what I've heard. So, yeah. Look, they're going to play finals. Their forward line worries me. I don't think they've got enough in them to kick winning scores on a regular basis. Even when they're winning, they'll kick 25, 30, 35 points. They weren't blowing teams away either. So, their defence is quite good. So, and they've got, they've still got a half, pretty decent midfield. Obviously, Lambert and Chloe Malloy in there. So, that can cause you headaches, I suppose. So, and Frederick's up broad is a bit hit and miss sometimes. So, we'll see how we go. Brisbane, they're a different team up in Brisbane. They're very, very hard to beat. On the open ground with that small, quick forward line, they seem to just score for fun, really, don't they?
They really do. They are just something else. They're very – we can only say it so many times. They're just really good. They're really great.
They'll be hard to beat now, so.
Yes.
Well, no. Well, you got Ash Brazel. Well, she did play this week, so I thought she did get in. Oh, she might have been a late withdrawal against North. That's right. So I thought she was out for the year, but no, she did play against Brisbane. That's right. So losing my mind a bit. So it's the way it goes. We might as well go straight to the North Richmond game, all important North Richmond game. Now, I called it weeks ago saying this will be the top four spots. So,
You did. You called it in about round five or six. You said this would be a battle for the top four. Very, very prescient of you.
Yeah, I didn't think it would actually happen. Like, I thought it would be close. But, it's as the weeks wore on, I thought, it looks like it's going to be for a top four spot, and then here we are, I suppose, on a Sunday morning, and the game's only 5 hours away or so, and that's obviously all the play for. I might as well talk about Richmond now. Did you expect them to play finals at the start of the season, or do you think they've overachieved a little bit?
I was thinking of looking back to our season preview and listening to what I said, because I don't necessarily remember what I said. I think I hoped they would play finals this season. But I also had forgotten at the start of the season that it would be a top eight for the first time. Like, I don't think I had genuinely considered that, even though I knew we were moving into the 18 teams. I think I just really, last season, what I really wanted was us to get more than the 3 wins, because we'd had 3 wins the season before. And I thought, oh, we need to get 3 wins. We need to get more than 3 wins. And we just missed. So that was the sort of thing I came in with going, I want to see improvement and I want to see us win more than 3 games. So to win 7 in a row is, it's been pretty good.
100%.
No, so I guess as the season's gone on, I've thought about finals and I thought, okay, it would be really good to see us play in a final series. And yeah, I don't know that I expected it. I don't know that I would say we've overperformed, because I think we've always had a lot of talent there in the team. And I think it's been a more even performance. I think our midfield has developed this season to be a bit more well-rounded. Previously, a lot of it was being put onto Monconti's shoulders. Last season, we had Ali McKenzie injured or missing for most of the season. Whereas this season, after the first couple of games, Grace Egan's really settled in to her role and been able to really perform at a really high level. And I think that the midfield's really clicked. And I think that's really helped develop, you know, our game. And I think the defence has taken a lot of big steps this season, even with missing Harriet Cordner, but bringing in Libby Graham, bringing in Caitlin Cox. I think Caitlin Cox has been a really underrated player this season across the competition, not just for us. I don't think a lot of attention has been paid to her, but her work every week, I think, has been a really high level. She has a lot of tenacity. She's small, but she goes so hard. And she's really diligent in defence. So I think that's really helped. So I think we have become a more well-rounded team this season.
Yeah, yeah. I think, look, I mean, even last season, I think you showed signs. Like, you were playing the right way. You were trying to take the game on. And I think, you know, development's a key part, and full credit to the coaches for doing that. And, you know, I mean, it helps that you got Monconti, but you've built around the edges as well, which has been more important. And yeah, no, you've got a very even balanced team. Like, you know, you're missing your captain, vice captain against Brisbane a few weeks ago, and you know, we can talk about fixtures and, you know, and all that sort of thing. You still beat Brisbane. You know, no one else has beaten Brisbane. So in saying all that, you know, you've beaten a decent team. And yeah, you're missing your captain, vice captain that day, and you still beat them. So, you know, I mean,
yeah, it goes to show how they've been able to tackle it more as this team oriented. Yeah, there's obviously this very strong connection this season that I think's built upon the work of the foundations of the previous seasons. And I think that we didn't have Katie, we didn't have Sarah, and we won't have Sarah again today. Hopefully, we've named Katie. We've named Courtney, and we've named, there was a third one, Sheeran, I think, was also under an injury cloud this week. Yep. We've named all three. Hopefully they all play. But, yeah, so that ability to sort of have that next soldier up mentality has been really good. And our defence to have performed as it did has when we were missing Beck Miller for a few weeks was also really good, because I can't imagine last year's team without Beck Miller. We would have been blown off the park.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, no, it's yeah. I mean, last season, you know, you got an injury or two. There just wasn't the depth to cover it. But yeah, I mean, you've had injuries this season, and you know, players have really stepped up. So you know, I mean, I'll talk about the Brisbane game in round 5. You know, that Matty Shevlin was absolutely fantastic in the back line, and you know, it was a big part why he won that game, because I think, looking back, I don't think Monconti was that influential in that game. I think she had 15 touches, which is which is good, but you know, for her standards, that's probably a bit on the quiet side. So it's good that you're getting that even contribution. Now, while we're talking about Monconti, who's
I'm
better
getting
player?
Before we jump into the Monconti jazzy,
yeah, go on.
Before we get there, I know that's what you're looking forward to. I also want to say that Gabby Seymour is awesome. The way that she has been able to perform, smaller than almost every other ruck in the competition. Poor Poppy Kelly, who's been injured again most of the season, she's back today. Hopefully we get a good game for her where she's just able to just go and play and not be hurt, build that confidence back up. But Gabby's just a star. And I think that, you know, hearing it more and more on the commentary, which I really love to hear, but to have come from volleyball, she wasn't, you know, she hasn't come through as a footballer from a young age. She was playing volleyball. She's come through as a rookie and really just become such a key part of our team. And I wanted to highlight that.
Yeah. No, fair enough. No, she's been, yeah.
All right.
Been good. Yeah, yeah. No, well, let's move forward. Let's.
All right. Let's get to the battle. Oh, God.
All right. So I'll talk about, Jazz Garner and Mon Conti. I think Troy Makepeace summed it up pretty well in a tweet, sort of said, both are brilliant players, always enjoyed watching Mon Conti, and Jazz has been fantastic for the Roo girls. Let's just enjoy watching two of the best go head-to-head this weekend. So hopefully they do go head-to-head. There's no taggers or anything like that. We want to see the two best go against each other. What's your opinion on it all?
I would echo what Troy Makepeace has said, basically. Just want to enjoy watching two of the best that this game has to offer. It's just a joy to watch Mon Conti every week as a Richmond fan. And when I get the opportunity to watch Jasmine Garner, it's also a joy, except against us, because she tends to play very well against us and I don't so much enjoy that. It's something that's really great about AFLW, I find it's more acceptable to just enjoy the elite performances around the competition. It's not so much a this person versus this person as it sometimes is in the AFLM, where we get a lot of, oh, it's Petrarca versus Dusty and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, I think in AFLW we can sort of have that conversation where it's like, yeah, they're all wonderful. Like, let's enjoy what's going to be great today. It's going to be an awesome game. It's just going to be heaps of fun. It's really exciting. I'm really nervous. I don't know that I've been this nervous for a Richmond AFLW game before, but it's great. It's great. Feels great to be nervous. And I just hope they both blitz it. I hope we see some goals. I hope we see their class and they really show everyone what they can do, because what they can do is awesome and special.
Yeah, 100%. It doesn't really matter who's one or 1A as far as better players goes or anything like that. I mean, yeah, we just want to see two quality players go against each other. That's all that matters. It's good for the product because we're still trying to encourage it. You know, there's a lot of people that are a bit sceptical about it and so forth, and they just look at the bottom line, the scores. Oh, well, this team scored, you know, one behind like West Coast or something like that. But it's not about that. You know, there is some good football out there, and you know, these girls, in particular, Jazz Garner and Mon Conti, as good as anyone, and that's counting AFL men's as well. They're as good as anyone, going around at the moment. They're just very classy players, and you just got to enjoy watching them go at each other. It'll be a good contest. Now, we talked about the two main players. Who are some players that could cause some problems for North, you believe, that not many people know about? I know you've mentioned a few, but who are some others that you think, well, they might get under the radar?
I think today potentially has a good feeling for Millsy Yessir. She had that very, very strong game against Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago, and her pressure is excellent. And as much as I don't like to compare to the men's game, her pressure in the forward line often reminds me of the role that sort of Daniel Rioli or Jason Castagno or Dan Butler would play in Richmond's 2017 men's team, where it was not necessarily about the possessions. It wasn't even necessarily about kicking goals, but just putting on that pressure, having that run, having that chase, and having that effort there. And I think that she could be one to sort of slip under and around, and particularly with M. Carney not being in, she could be another threat in our forward line, because obviously a lot of attention will get paid to Katie and Courtney. And the other one is Stella Reed. I'm really, really enjoying Stella Reed's growth. She seems to be really growing in confidence. The second goal she kicked last week against GWS, where she went back, it was after the siren, and dropped punt from the pocket. And it was just, the confidence to take that kick as a 19-year-old and in that weather, which was horrible. Yeah, she's just, yeah, you can see her growing in confidence, and we need to see that from her, because unfortunately we're not going to have Katie and Courtney forever, but Stella can really develop into being that key forward that we need, and she, yeah, she's looking really good. So I'd love to see her kick another goal or two today. That'd be really good to see.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a combination of, you know, good smalls, and Courtney Wakefield up there is a good target. And she's done some fantastic things throughout the season, kicked some good bags of goals. Probably won you the game against Carlton, didn't she, a couple weeks ago, really?
Oh, absolutely. She was great.
Yeah, so, I mean, she's a target, but you've got some good smalls there as well. So, and you, when you get the ball, you girls tend to move it quite quickly, which leaves it, you know, which gives you best opportunity with one-on-one options up forward, which is what you want. You want the ball in there quickly. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting battle, really. I'm looking forward to it. I don't think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be like, you know, 43 to 33 or something like that. I think there's going to be, you know, scores and opportunities to scores as well. And
well, we've had relatively high scoring games.
Yeah, besides round one. Yeah,
we just ignore that one.
it's round one.
Let's just ignore that one. But yeah. So I think it'd be good. Who am I looking out for from North? Who's going to surprise and pop up?
I like last couple of weeks, me and King in the midfield has really stepped up. I don't think your dog's agreeing with me there, but I'll agree to disagree with him.
I tell you, that's not my dog. That's my dad sneezing.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I thought it was your dog.
The dog's asleep at the feet now. He's...
Oh, nice. So he's nice and relaxed. Yeah, getting a little bit of a kip in. I think she's really stepped up, Mia King, last couple of weeks in the midfield. Brooke Brown in the back line. She's really given us a lot of drive.
She's been solid, hasn't she?
Yeah. She's going to be important today because there's no Emma Carney there as well. Bresnahan in the back 50 as well has been very important. Our back five, I was about to say back six then, but it's back five, have been, yeah, really, you know, really solid this season. Sarah Wright as well. You got to be careful of her. If you do that long bomb up forward, she has a tendency to just drop back and be the loose. Similar to like Jess Duffin used to be. Yeah.
Don't give me flashbacks to round one where we just kicked it to Meg McDonald all day.
yeah, that's right. So yeah, no, you got to lower your eyes because she does have a tendency to just drop back inside the back 50 by herself. She lets her player go up the ground. She forces them up the ground, and she just drops back herself. So I mean, we've got a good back five. Forward five, yeah, Talia Randall. We don't know what we're going to get each week with her, but she's got a bit of an X factor. So you've got to be careful of her. But that'll be a good matchup, her and Beck Miller. So, Emma King, as you know.
Yeah, that's my concern. My concern is that Emma King is very tall and we have struggled to contain her in the past. And it's a shame that we don't have the Shevelin and Miller in for this one, but I'm hoping that our back girls can put in the work and try to make things as difficult as possible if Emma King does come forward. So we'll have to see how we go.
Yeah, I remember last year's game in that hot game at Punt Road. I remember in the first quarter, you girls just kept picking her out, Emma King. She was in the centre square half the time.
I don't know how you kept picking her.
yeah. But, it was almost a bit comedic. Probably not from your perspective, but...
I didn't find it so funny at the time, No.
So, in saying all that, how could Richmond beat North this week, you believe, anyway?
I think that when you've won seven games in a row and a lot of it has been, you know, this person's missing but we've got this other person to step in, it shows that you've got a structure and you've got a system that is working. So it's one of those ones where you go back to that cliche of trust the process. Trust what you've been doing for the last 7 weeks. Look at what we've done and just go out there and and do what you've been doing for these 7 weeks. Work hard for each other. It needs to be that real team-oriented, working for each other game. Just playing smart. We need to play smart, and we've been better, I think, this season with playing smart. Sometimes in the past hasn't necessarily gone our way, or we've had, if we've had a bad quarter, we've really struggled to come back from that. So it's just, staying on task, staying focused, and that's the plan today.
Yeah, just continue what you girls have been doing well. Don't worry so much about the opposition. I mean, at the end of the day, I know North Melbourne are highly rated in AFL women's, but you just got to play your game and not go away from it. And that's probably your best chance to win.
Try not to kick it to Emma King, yeah.
That'll obviously help. And try not to bomb too long because, like I said, hopefully the Richmond Scouts aren't listening to this and sort of saying, oh, okay.
I'm going to text them, actually. I'm going to text them after this. Be like, hey, Dean said this is going to happen, so watch out.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I could be double bluffing here, It could be just, got to be careful. I'm not a very good poker player, so, I couldn't bluff my way out of anything, really. So, probably just lower the eyes a bit because I think Wakefield is probably going to get double-teamed a fair bit if you do those long, slow kicks, which is going to make it tough, against Ferguson and Sarah Wright. So, Jasmine Ferguson's got a really good habit of just pushing the player up the ground a bit too, just forcing them up outside the 450. So, and then dropping back herself. So, it's going to be an interesting contest. In saying all that, what's your final prediction?
You know I love predictions. I think, all right, I'm going to say Richmond by 3.
3 points. Close one.
I reckon it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be close. And we're all going to be just, losing our minds on the sidelines.
It's going to be a lot of people in the crowd going a bit hectic, but I probably would have felt more confident if Emma Carney was playing, to be honest with you. So I don't know how serious her knee injury is, but
hopefully it's not too serious.
That's what they've said. So she was in Perth last night, so doing a Fremantle Hawthorn game. So I'll go North by about 9 points. At home ground, I like the way we play at Arm Street. We're very tough to beat there. So it's a beautiful day as well, which is very rare here in Melbourne, isn't it?
I'm excited. At the moment, it's very up in town. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to Arden Street before. This will be my first time, so I'm excited.
That'll be good. Are you driving up or train?
Driving. I will drive.
Yeah. It'll be I'm sure it'll be a great contest. So looking forward to it. Do you want to add anything else before I let you go, Liza?
No, not off the top of my head. I can't believe we're already in round 10. Can't believe it's the end of the regular season. It's been really awesome to see the new expansion sides and to experience this season. I hope that the final series, and I feel that the final series is going to be really, really fun. I'm really looking forward to having a full and complete final series. That's going to be awesome. So, let's go.
That sounds good. It's good that, it's gone in the blink of an eye, and hopefully we can get to 12 rounds next season. But that's another debate for another podcast. But it's been great having you on, Loza. I really appreciate you coming on a Sunday morning.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll chat soon.
See you later.
So thanks to Loza for coming on the show this morning, Sunday morning. So big game today. The weather gods have come out, so hopefully they stay like that for the rest of the day. Yeah, it's going to be a cracking contest, so try and get down. I know it's only a few hours before the game, but listen to this before the game, on a train, on your drive up, whatever you want to do. It's going to be a cracking game. So, all to play for the girls, exciting times. So, it's going to be a cracking contest. Once again, thanks to all you lovely listeners for all the likes, retweets, comments you guys have put out for the show. As soon as I tweeted out, it almost went viral. The last episode I did with Marco Lowe, I got a really good message from a guy in Wales, I believe it was. I think his name was Paul. And I'll read it out because I really, you know, it really lifted me up. So he sort of said, quick message to let you know that years ago I played Aussie rules for a side called Esher Roos in the UK league, roughly about 93, 94. My brother-in-law was living in Melbourne at the time and Barry for the Roos, so began a love of AFL. Recently discovered this podcast, and even though I live in, I can't even say that name, Lanfair Carinian in mid Wales, it has made me feel connected to the club. We'll be renewing my AFL TV subscription for next season thanks to this podcast. Have not bothered in the last 2 years as I felt I have no proper fans, insights, opinion, discussions to listen to, but now I have. So I really enjoyed that message from Paul. I thought I'd read it out. I'm happy that he's found his love for the AFL once again, and you know, it keeps me going as well. I'm happy to do these podcasts for you guys, not just in Melbourne, Australia, or wherever you are, but all over the world as well. I know I do get a lot of listeners all over the world. Because where I do my podcast platform, that does tell me where the downloads happen. So it's fantastic that. All you listeners all over the world are able to, get this opportunity to listen to North Melbourne. And, I try and do latest news for the men's. I try and catch up with the women's. So, yeah, it's great that you can listen to it all over the world and really keep in touch with the club, so, which is important. So, once again, thanks thanks to you listeners for all the likes and retweets you guys do for the show. And I couldn't, Paul might not have heard of the show, he might not have heard of it, based on the fact that you guys like it, retweet it. It comes on other people's feeds as well. So I couldn't be more happier, I guess, that you guys do that. So I really appreciate. Really appreciate it. You guys know who you are. I think there was a Stokesy that retweeted the show. I don't know if it was Ben Stokes, the English cricketer. I hope it is, but I don't think it was. But it's fantastic. And keep up the great work all you listeners do. Anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. Anyways, that's it for me for this episode. Enjoy the day. If you can't get down to the ground today, which I probably won't be able to, unfortunately, through to personal circumstances, try and watch it on TV and cheer the girls on, and hopefully they can get the 4 points and get a top four position. And I'll probably be back next week. I'll get on Claire. We'll talk about the finals are going to come up for the AFLW teams, which is exciting. So plenty more to discuss. Anyways, that's it. I've rambled on long enough. So today I will leave a shout out to Nicole Bresnahan. Bye for now.